Our story begins at Tavern on the Green, where Raven and Hannah have just interrupted Connie's dinner with Andrew.
Connie, I love you, and that's all that matters.
Like hell! Say goodbye, Andrew, because after tonight, you're never going to see my sister again.
Adam, is it true? Is your name really Andrew Jones?
Yes, but look!
No, you look. Stay away from our sister.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Connie, I don't think you're making the connection. This is the Andrew Jones, who is the brother of Alexander Jones, the woman who slept with Max.
And he's the same lying, no-good creep who tried to seduce me while he was engaged to Louisa Davies, who he was only dating to try to steal her fortune.
I don't know what to say. Why did you do this to me?
Connie, I didn't realize who you were at first. You see, I had amnesia when we first met.
Oh, brother. No one's going to buy anything you're selling here, Andrew. Amnesia? Is that the best excuse you could come up with? I thought you were more creative than that.
It's not an excuse. It's the truth. I only recently got my memory back and realized that I knew your family.
I have to get out of here.
Connie, let us take you home.
Please, we're making a scene here. Let's go.
Okay, but I'm coming with you.
Stay the hell away from us, Andrew.
I mean it. Don't make me hurt you.
Come on, Connie.
Connie, I love you.
In Chuck's office at the rec center, Zoe and Chuck are talking about Carl's phone call.
What the hell is going on? Who is Kathy Summers?
According to Carl, Kathy was really Zelda.
I don't get it.
Carl said that Zelda suffered burns on her face and arms during a fire and that she had extensive plastic surgery.
Oh my God, my poor sister.
And when she was in the hospital, she told one of the nurses to call her Kathy Summers.
Why would Zelda change her name?
How would I know? Why would she just up and disappear like she did?
So you knew this Kathy person? You didn't recognize her? How could she not recognize you? You don't look all that different.
Kathy was a total psycho, Zoe. She was completely brainwashed by Dr. Flowers, as far as I'm concerned.
There's no way this can be right. My sister wouldn't be some complete maniac.
You know, looking back on it, I guess Kathy was the same height as Zelda, and she had the same blue eyes as Zelda. I guess there was something familiar about her, but she gave me the creeps, so I didn't think too much about it.
What are you trying to say, that this is true?
I don't know, maybe, but Kathy is the one who started the fire at that church, a fire that killed many people.
So now you're calling my sister a murderer? This is not true, damn it.
If Kathy Summers was really your sister Zelda, then it was true. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
So what happened to this Kathy person?
She died in the fire. Everyone was presumed dead.
Presumed? Then how do you know for sure?
I'm sure the police did some kind of checking to identify the bodies.
The bodies? Oh, God, no. And what about Zelda's son? Was there a little boy at the church?
Not that I ever saw. I mean, I didn't see everything that was going on in there. I was there trying to get my friend Pauline out.
This all has to be a terrible mistake. I will not accept that after all these years, I find out my sister was some crazy woman who killed innocent people in a church fire that she started. I just won't.
Well, I'm afraid you may have no other choice.
In her apartment, Alexandra is talking with an upset Larissa.
Just calm down, Larissa. What makes you think Andy stole your jewelry?
Because he's the only one who could have. It was there when I got home from Bedford Hills, and now it's gone.
I don't think Andy would do something like that.
Alexandra, We're talking about your brother here. You should know him better than anyone.
Larissa, you can't blame Andrew for every problem that happens in your life. I know you've got good reason to be angry with him, but that doesn't mean he robbed you.
Why do I get the feeling that you wouldn't tell me, even if you knew that he had done it?
Just remember, Larissa, my first priority is always my family.
Well, that's all well and good, Alexandra. And you can just go visit Andrew in jail, which is where he's going to be if my jewelry isn't returned.
I guess we'll both have to do what we need to do then.
Andrew is just making it easier and easier for me to cut him out of Addison's life.
Larissa, Addison needs to know his father.
Can you honestly stand there and tell me you think Addison is better off with a father like Andrew?
Yes, I can. And if you try to cut Andrew out of that baby's life, then this little truce that you and I have called will officially be over.
In Connie's apartment, Raven is talking with Clint in the living room while Hannah consoles Connie in her bedroom.
And Raven, I'm totally confused. You're saying Adam is not really Adam?
Yes. I don't know how he came up with that bogus name, but his name is really Andrew Jones.
And Mom is crying her eyes out in the bedroom now because she just found this out?
Yes. I could kill that guy for doing this to Connie. She had no idea that he knew us or that his sister Alexandra was my worst enemy.
Alexandra? Alexandra Jones.
Yes. She's Andrew's older sister. I hate that woman with a passion.
Wait a minute. My friend Lucas lives with an Alexandra Jones on 53rd Street. We're not talking about the same person, are we?
That's where she lives, in an apartment on the 7th floor.
Oh my God, Lucas knew about this.
What are you talking about?
Lucas knew that Alexandra's brother was really Adam. I've talked to him about this situation. He knew he was deceiving my mother, and he never said a word.
It sounds like this Lucas is a lot like Alexandra herself.
I have to go. Are you and Hannah going to be here for a while?
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
I'll be back.
Where are you going?
To confront Lucas Jameson.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.